You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Aloe Fiber, and we're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys give me just a minute, you know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Aloe Fiber offers 100% fiber optic connections for home, internet, TV, and phone service options. Do not wait to experience faster, more reliable service. Trust me, I know these things. They're the best. You can visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley. Call 970-503-5055, or you can visit them at alofiber.com. No buffering, no lag, no death circles, just crazy fast internet, crazy fast service all the time. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling. Jerry Lemons and the amazing folks at Lemons Heating and Cooling. From helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property, trust you are in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com for more information. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It is Monday, April 6th. Yeah, today's the 6th. 2026. I can't believe we're a third of the way through this year already. What in tarnation? Any hoodles? We're going to see a change in the weather pattern that actually gives me something to talk about for a change. It's kind of nice. What we are going to see is a mix of 60s and 70s this week, both on the western slope and east of the Continental Divide. Obviously, as you go in the mountains, the cooler it's going to be. But each day is going to present some blowy wind here and there and the opportunity for some scattered clouds and some precipitation in the form of scattered showers. Today, they'll be most numerous in the mountains west of the Continental Divide. Focusing on the Highway 50 corridor point south. So think San Juan Mountains, think San Luis Valley, think Sangre de Cristos, and going down onto the Raton Mesa. At the same time, east of the Continental Divide, a cold front's going to be moving from north to south, and it's going to strengthen as it does so. We call this frontogenesis. So we're going to see the wind kick up along and east of I-25 this afternoon and evening. Winds will be out of the east. That's an upslope wind. At anywhere from 15 to 25, gusting up to 35. South of this front, which will be basically be the Highway 50 corridor point south, winds will be out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. And we could see a few extra clouds and maybe some light showers in the vicinity of this cold front. Nothing major. On Tuesday, temperatures could be a few degrees cooler, especially on the eastern plains behind the front. We'll see better coverage of scattered showers and perhaps some isolated thunderstorms. With daytime heating during the day on Wednesday. And then we're going to keep extra clouds and some scattered showers here and there throughout the rest of the week and heading into the upcoming weekend. Obviously, the details are going to vary from day to day, so that's why it's important that you guys check in both for forecast updates in the morning, which are at 6:30 on the dot, and then now casting throughout the day as needed so that there aren't any surprises. And then what it looks like, at least with the data I've seen over the last couple of days, including this morning, is that a good chunk of the forecast models and their ensemble members are suggesting that increasing probabilities or higher probabilities for precipitation will be occurring by this weekend and heading into next week. So we're looking at the probability for a prolonged active weather pattern taking us deeper into the month of April, which is really, really good news. And then in addition to that, we are starting to see some signals with some tools that I like to use, one of which is called the accumulated supercell composite parameter. Wow, I know. Pause, take a deep breath, which basically highlights areas in the country based on all the forecast model data where the greatest probability of thunderstorms that could go severe is going to take place. And we're starting to see portions of the central and southern plains light up like a Christmas tree here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So I just want to keep that in the forefront of your mind, that as we head deeper into April, we need to start gearing our noggins towards thunderstorm season and severe weather season. And around here, we are notorious for blowy wind, large hail, and yes, we do get tornadoes. Most of them are landspouts, but landspouts can still produce damage. So keep your head on a swivel. No reason to panic. Just be prepared. That's Colorado's climate for you in a nutshell, is expect the unexpected. And of course, continue to check in with me on the book face, which is Denver and Front Range Weather, as well as online at CodyTheWeatherGuy.com. I'm on Instagram, X, and the TikTok at CodyTheWeatherGuy. or just search Cody Wilson. You'll find me there as well. Every Monday and Friday, I do join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show, which is on 103.1 FM and 1310 AM. That's KFKA. And then the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops every Monday at 1310kfka.com. It's also available to download for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So a busier weather pattern, a very, very nice change for once. And I'll have my workies cut out for me. So just keep checking in. I'll keep you posted like I always do. You guys be safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums. And we'll talk again soon. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.